Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And we've been getting into a variety of subjects here. Starting out by talking about how Putin has been named the chief exorcist of Russia, which means he is going out there and he's exorcising the demons from Ukraine. And if you think I'm making that up, I wish I was. That actually came to us from MSN, and maybe they're making it up. I don't know. It's hard to trust anyone in the media these days. As you were saying before, we went out to break their body, where I have this article about how Ukrainian oil prices Russian oil prices are now below, what did I say, Russia? Europe oil prices are now below zero, the natural gas just dipped below zero, even though they were experiencing a wild shortage of it just a few days ago because Russia has stopped selling it to them. Now, what was interesting to me is I have the article here from on my phone from CNN. However, when I try to find it to bring it up on the computer in front of me, I don't find the CNN version. I just find it from a lot of, let's call them, less reputable news sites that are mirroring it from CNN, but not CNN itself. Like, this is from GwinnettDailyPost.com, whatever that is, right? But it's by Anna Kubin from CNN Business. So they're mirroring the article, but I can't find the actual CNN Business version of this article. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking for it because I was getting ready for the show, and I was like, well, that's the article I'm looking for. That's good enough. It's going to have the same content. But it's curious.
It's a little sketchy, though.
It's weird when you just come up first in a search result.
You would expect.
Well, it sounds like they wiped it, and then we're like, well, we still want to talk about this, so we're just going to, you know, push it to other media sources.
If you have an article that was written on CNN Business, and it's mirrored on, you know, 1,000 other news sites, you would expect CNN to automatically beat GwinnettDailyPost.com in the Google rankings. But that doesn't seem to be the case, at least here. I haven't looked into it, but, you know, it's sketchy, we would say. But let's go to the phones. We have Renee on the line from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to talk about sometimes, no matter how hard you try, the variety of jobs you go to, people are, like, sadistic and nasty, you know?
Can you give some examples?
Right now, I got a truck driving job, and I didn't exactly do it on time. I was training another driver, and my car had been broke down. That's why I talk about that obsolescence thing, because I'm upset about my truck. So the boss, because we got a different boss, he helped me go to work this morning. Just drove off and left me there.
Good
so
Lord.
I'm going back home maybe like 15 miles, and I'm not going to go over to work tomorrow. Be sick on purpose.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're going to be tired.
Yeah, but I mean.
So let me make sure I understand this. Your boss brought you to work today, and the job that your boss asked you to do took longer than your boss expected. And by the time you were done, your boss had already left and gone home, and leaving you there to walk home.
No. He's seen me in the yard post-tripping the trash truck and showing the new driver, which delayed me like an hour or so, how to post-check the trash truck, all the tires and stuff, and got mad and left because he's under stress. I mean, I want to go to school. I want to go to college. I'm waiting for some kind of disability. I work offshore on crew boats, supply boat and anchor boats. It's kind of the same mentality. It's just, I mean, it's better than the McDonald's grade point average, but no matter how you try, the workplace is just toxic and nasty, no matter who you work for.
I mean, there are many places. I've worked for some really bad people. I mean, there is no doubt of that. But One of the places I worked for in the past, the place of business burned down. And instead of firing the staff, they continued paying the staff the full time, their regular paychecks, while the place was rebuilt. And that took like 8 or 9 months before they were able to reopen.
It definitely does depend who you work for.
Absolutely. So it's not like all businesses are bad, but certainly a lot of them are. And I had to let you go there, Renee, because I don't know what that background is. I mean, you are walking, you said. Presumably you're walking home from work, and that's absolutely horrible. That said, I have heard of some really bad employers. My father ended up working for one of these guys. Well, my father's version of the events had him being the victim. I sincerely doubt that was really how things went. But according to my father, he was taken to Jefferson City, Missouri to work on some project with this guy, and they got into an argument. The guy just left him there. So I had to end up traveling from Mississippi to Jefferson City, Missouri to pick my father up and bring him back to Mississippi, which wasn't a huge ordeal, about a 24-hour round trip, but it was a giant pain and not something I would have done ordinarily. And he made it out to be his, basically what Renee has said. I believe Renee's recounting of events, not so much my father's, but there are some bad employers out there who do things to screw over employees, including shorting their paychecks and, you know, lying about their tips.
I just don't think it's like the most common. It's more common than people who are pretty decent if you do a good job. I mean, like, how are they going to hold on to employees?
I don't know. I mean, with the way that employers have been throughout the last, you know, most of my life, they didn't have to hang on to employees. Because if you got tired of them and they fired you or you quit, they could just hire one of the other 50,000 people who were looking for a job.
And there's ranks to it, right? So, like, you have higher management, which on average typically sucks. It seems like they really only care about themselves and making money and, you know, maybe even the organization as a whole. And I've seen, you know, working in my field, I've seen people get thrown under the bus to save higher management and to save, like, the name of the company.
That's
but then you have, like, lower levels, like supervisors and then just general staff who will be extremely kind, caring, compassionate, great people to work for. So that's kind of sometimes what makes it worth it to work for these terrible companies. You know, it's like, well, the company might not be great, and I might not agree with some of their politics or how they're running this company, but it's kind of, you know, you have to pick the best out of all of the options, right? Like, I would rather work for someone who, because I'm working directly with, you know, the employees that I'm working with, right? Like, I'm working directly with the nursing staff. So I would rather have a solid nursing staff that is well-trained, they're knowledgeable, they're helpful, they're kind, they're compassionate, and have, you know, a crappy upper management.
I just don't like when people, you know, I understand he's having a bad day, it sounds really awful what happened to him, it's really not excusable, the employer or anything. I just don't like, I don't know, it's like a blanket statement in a way that's not really justifiable, like, and it doesn't matter who you work for, all employees or employers are bad. It's just not true, and it's kind of defeatist.
But you said this has happened to you at one point? You got thrown under the bus by one of your employers?
A million times in hotel, because I'm the I used to be the front desk person. That was always the hotel jobs I was in, and if the manager of the housekeeping does something wrong, it's so easy to just blame it on me. It's a common thing. It's just like what Nikki's saying. Any middle manager, she's not the owner, but she's the in charge of all the housekeepers and in charge of me and stuff. But there's no reason to go into the story. It's just like,
right,
you can find people who aren't like that. You can quit that job and find another one. Just don't be like, oh, it poor me. I mean, all jobs, no matter how hard I try, there's not a job that will treat me like a person.
I also believe in the law of attraction, in where if you have that sort of mindset, that is all that will come to you, because you're constantly putting out that message to the universe, and that's all the universe is hearing, right? So it's like, oh, you hate bad bosses and being mistreated and being underpaid. Well, that's all they hear. You know, they don't hear that you don't want that. They just hear, you know, the trigger words, and it sends it right your way.
Negative thinking.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Tell us about your bad boss experiences, or even better, your positive boss experiences. Because you're absolutely right. I've worked for some good places. I've worked for some bad places. There's no common denominator among any of them except that they're all places of employment. 603-283-6160.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Nikki.
And it's Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about our official chat server. It's chat.freetalklive.com. There you can go to interact with some of the hosts and just the people there in general, some of whom like our show, some of whom seem to exist for the purpose of just trash-talking the show, and some of whom are just trolls who seem to just perpetually live inside of each. I'm not convinced that they're not AI chatbots, to be completely honest. But you can also interact with some real people, some of whom are hosts of the show at chat.freetalklive.com if you want to do that. It's pretty cool. It's a Matrix server. It's decentralized. We used to have a Discord server. Matrix, for those who don't know, is very similar in function and in look to Discord. However, Discord shut us down because that's the pitfall of using one of these centralized services like Discord or Facebook or Twitter, is that they have the power to ax you at any time. And of course, we being Free Talk Live, we upset them, and they did kill off our server, so we created an Element server, a Matrix server. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. Signing up is free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just make an account. And it does feature encryption. You can create your own rooms. It's got a lot of really cool features like that. chat.freetalklive.com if you want to join it. Let's go to the phones, though. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am. So, most people that I talk to...
Who do you talk to, Sarah?
Ask me.
Us.
Do you talk to anyone besides us?
Well, I mean, I talk to people at the market about, you know, my network marketing business.
What is the market? You mean like Walmart?
No, I'm at the farmer's market. And they're always asking me how and why does a yam powder help with diabetes?
I don't believe for a moment, Sarah, that anyone has ever gone up to you and asked you how yam powder helps with diabetes. I don't believe you. You are lying to me.
No, I say that there's two products that one of them has the yam powder in it. So that's one of the things that help with diabetes. And they're always asking me, well, how and why does these natural ingredients help with diabetes?
Sarah, I can't with you tonight. Thank you so much for
that. Why would that possibly help with diabetes? Like, isn't yam really sweet?
I don't know.
I think I've heard of it.
I can't
before.
Keep her around to find out because it...
Either way, why wouldn't you just eat a yam if yam powder helps with diabetes? Why wouldn't you just eat a yam instead of buying powder from Sarah made of yam?
It just started to sound like she was reading from the script.
It did.
How does this all-natural ingredient help with my diabetes?
People
please
ask me,
tell me more.
All the time.
Right.
How I make my hair so beautiful with this shampoo.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you.
Well, if she's interested, she could probably get one of her ads read on the show.
I don't think she could. No. Sarah, thank you. I don't even want to thank you for the call tonight because that was just... Yeah, we told you can't keep calling in with the same nonsense, and I let you on because I was hoping that you were going to do something different, but basically you were just going to repeat last night's call, only instead of ginseng, tonight you said it was yam powder.
Wow, I didn't listen to last night, so I didn't know that she had done that before.
When we said you have to call in with a different topic, we don't mean that one night you can call in about how ginseng cures diabetes, and the next night you can call in to talk about how yam powder cures diabetes, and the next night you can talk about how colloidal silver cures diabetes. That's not what we meant.
She is right.
She's not right about anything ever.
She's right about the yam powder.
Do you have to buy it
diabetes?
From her company? Can you just eat a yam?
And why wouldn't people just eat a yam?
Yeah, you don't need to buy it from her MLM, but if you want to support Sarah and her livelihood and, you know, like, her dreams and her ambitions and her goals...
She has
then,
no goals and ambitions
to,
and dreams.
You have to buy. Well, that's the whole MLM thing, right? It's like, yeah, you could get this elsewhere, but... You're supporting me. You're supporting me and my family.
Well, they try to tell you, like, if you sign up with me, you'll get this perk, and it really doesn't add up as, like, it's not a sale. It's like, oh, it's on sale, but you're ending up spending more because you got to buy so many items every month or whatever.
Yeah. If you pay $150, then you get nothing.
So I never bought from one of these multi-level marketing things. Is that the angle they use? It's like, hey, you'll support me and my business and my livelihood if you buy it from me.
Well, because it's like your friend.
Have you ever noticed what the common demographic is of the people who are selling these?
It's usually like soccer moms and stuff.
Yeah, it's like single moms, soccer moms, and they're like, I'm a stay-at-home mom or whatever, and this is how I support my family, and I pay my groceries and my gas with this money, and you're...
But Sarah is none of those things, and she purchases none of those things. She's just a welfare whore who subsists off the government.
Well, she's trying to heal.
She's trying to not food at the hospital and complains about smokers.
Yeah, she's not trying to heal. She's not trying to do better. She could easily go out there and get a job if she wanted to. And I know she likes making the excuse.
This is a job.
No, she's not making money, and she points that out. That's the other thing that's weird about it.
Her boyfriend makes the money.
Does he? Oh.
Yeah, it's Richard who has the multi-level marketing business, and Sarah's his employee or something.
Really?
He's, I don't know.
Pimping her out.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
This is just getting better.
But I don't think Sarah herself actually does anything to try to sell this stuff.
Well, if she's just giving all of her money to her pimp, then why would she?
But she doesn't have any money to give. She's a broke, lazy welfare queen from the desert of New Mexico.
Everything she has stolen. I can't remember the rest of that quote.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything it has stolen.
Everything Sarah says about ginseng powder is a lie, and everything she has stolen.
Probably. Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. But speaking of government's lying, and that was one of my favorite Nietzsche quotes, by the way, is everything the state says is a lie, and everything it has stolen. And obviously, it's not true. If the state has some sort of benefit in telling you the truth, it will absolutely tell you the truth, right? It wasn't meant to be taken as something that's just always true. Like, every time the government speaks, it's a lie. No, they'll tell you the truth if it benefits them.
Or if it makes their lies seem a little more palatable.
It's just like what the Christians say about the devil. The devil doesn't always lie. He'll tell you the truth if it benefits him, for you to know the truth, right? That's the idea here. And the state, they'll tell you the truth if it benefits them. But they'll also lie to you. And I suspect that's what we're dealing with here from the Gwinnett Daily Post, the GDP Post, evidently, is what that stands for. I don't know. I've never even heard about it. It just seems like some random newspaper that is running a syndicated article from CNN Business, which is strange only because I did not find the actual CNN article. It says Europe now has so much natural gas that prices just dipped below zero, despite them being told to prepare for a long, bitter winter. And despite their electricity bills doubling, tripling, multiplying by 5, 10, 20x, evidently, now all of those problems, those don't really exist.
So are they saying that they don't really exist or that it was fixed?
Well, they seem to be saying that it was fixed.
Okay.
But I have a hard time believing that as well. Europe has more natural gas than it knows what to do with. So much, in fact, that spot prices briefly went negative earlier this week.
That just sounds like, Trump lying about how good his plan is. Like, I have so much natural gas, I don't even know what to do with it. My natural gas is the best. Everyone says that.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It's just, as you pointed out, the saccharin or whatever. There's no shortage. We got plenty of it. What are you talking about? We're going to get into this. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The number of American households without bank accounts is the lowest in more than a decade. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation reported on Tuesday that a record low 4.5% of U.S. households do not have a checking or savings account with a bank or credit union last year. The FDIC said the drop in unbanked households are due in part to people opening bank accounts to receive pandemic stimulus checks. An Iowa woman claims her father was one of the country's most prolific serial killers. Lucy Studi told authorities that the late Donald Dean Studi killed as many as 70 women over several decades, mostly prostitutes and runaways, and buried them on his rural property in Thurman, Iowa, not far from the Nebraska border. And new data shows deaths from heart attacks rose dramatically during the COVID pandemic. The Schmidt Heart Institute in L.A. says before the pandemic, there were fewer than 144,000 heart attack deaths nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about what we've been discussing, which is the government's presumably lying about how much oil there is in Europe. It's very unclear. It sounds like a lie. Governments lie about everything, and this is no different. The war in Ukraine, what we've been seeing on the internet since the war started has just been a series of baffling lies and pieces of propaganda that have left me more skeptical of media and government than I've ever been at any point in my life.
Well, that says a lot.
Yeah, these people openly admitted to creating propaganda and spewing it out there, knowing it was false. The ghost of Kiev is the best example that I can think of, and this was a myth. It was completely fabricated, the existence of this person, and they knew it, and they continued perpetuating it because it was good for the national image, or it was good propaganda, basically, and people loved it, and it was successful, and even if people knew it was fake in their hearts, they continued spreading it, and the media spread it. And
that's mental illness.
Zelensky's being heralded as the savior of democracy who's defending Ukraine and the brave people of Ukraine against Putin. And then there's Nazis in Ukraine that are fighting with the Ukrainian army. And it's
and he, like, blocks a political party, so he obviously doesn't care about democracy.
Yeah, and he blocks Russia Today from being held, from being viewed or watched in Ukraine. It's just, none of these people are good guys. They all seem to be liars. And the truth is, I don't remember who said it, the first casualty of war, the truth is, was butchered in this conflict, to the extent that you can't know what is truth and what isn't, to the extent that I can honestly say with a straight face that I've seen no evidence there's even a war going on in Ukraine. They could be fabricating it from beginning to end in order to justify some kind of insane power grab over us because COVID-19 wasn't enough of a justification for them. I don't know. And I can't. The only reason I'm at that point of skepticism where I can say that with a straight face is because they've been lying about everything else since. And now they're saying, you know, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about how European officials were like, look, guys, we got a rough winter ahead. Things are bad. We've got people with 20 times their electricity bills because they run on natural gas. And
a guy called in like a week ago to me, you, and Ian on Monday from France saying that it's really, really bad.
And now I have this article saying, you know, for months, officials have warned of an energy crisis this winter as Russia, once the region's biggest supplier of natural gas, slashed supplies in retaliation for sanctions Europe imposed over its invasion of Ukraine. All of that's true. But now, European Union gas storage facilities are close to full. Tankers carrying liquefied natural gas are lining up at ports, unable to unload their cargoes, and prices are tumbling.
Doesn't add up.
It doesn't. It sounds like a complete and total fabrication.
I mean, how? Do they go into how this could have possibly happened? Because to me, it seems like it would be impossible.
A big thing that would have had to change in like a week from last time I heard an update.
And clearly Russia is still, you know, cut them off, so they're not getting anything from Russia.
And if they're getting it from China, they're getting it really expensive. So no, the price of natural gas isn't zero for them or whatever.
It's very, very peculiar. And Bonnie, you pointed out the 1984 connection where it's like George Orwell or Winston saying, you know, they keep saying there's more saccharin than ever, but the amount of sugar or the amount of candy I'm getting is smaller than ever.
And it reminds me of this, with his own eyes,
right.
But people around him who are getting the same smaller amount of saccharin as he is are saying, oh, I'm so happy that our party got us higher saccharin rations. And he's like secretly thinking to himself, like, do they really believe that? They can't possibly really believe that, but he can't say anything or he'll get assassinated.
Right. They did the same thing with chocolate where they lowered the chocolate ration, but they announced that they were doubling it. So people cheered when, in fact, they were just lowering it. And you know, the boots production, it was like, you know, the party just announced that they created 10,000 military combat boots, but for all I know, no boots were created. They probably didn't make any boots. They just announced it and people believed it. And that's the same exact sort of thing we're seeing here. I see no reason to believe that any of this is true. But then again, I see no reason to believe that the shortages as a result of Russia were even true. I see no evidence to support any of it. It's just mouthpieces halfway across the globe telling me what's going on there, and they're all liars. So I don't know why I should trust CNN when they say that there's a shortage or trust them when they say that there isn't.
You shouldn't, because you should trust your own common sense and not betray yourself. Lying to yourself is, I mean, that's about the first thing I can think of as an actual sin.
Well, the only thing I can do to not lie to myself is to say I don't believe any of their claims about anything, which is, I guess, pretty much where I'm at with this. I don't believe that they've solved the shortage. I don't believe that gas prices have fallen to near zero. And I don't know if I even believe that there was ever a shortage in the first place, or that there's even a war in Ukraine. I think there probably is. But they lie too much for me to just take them at their word that that's how things actually are.
That's where I'm at about, like, history. Like, I don't really learn that much about history, because anytime I think I knew something, it's like, I don't really know. I wasn't there.
Yep. The price of benchmark European natural gas futures, they go into some numbers here, blah, blah, blah. It's not important. On Monday, Dutch gas spot prices for delivery within an hour, which reflect real-time European market conditions. So in Dutch, wherever, Dutch is not the name of the country.
Netherlands?
Is that it? The Netherlands?
Oh, wait,
yes.
Denmark.
I don't know where the Dutch are from, and it's not really important, but wherever the Dutch are from, they can order gas and get it delivered within an hour. And the price of that dipped below 0 euros, according to data from the Intercontinental Exchange, which means presumably, for some period of time, someone in this Dutch country, Holland is what it is, isn't it? I assume Nikki's over there looking good.
I think that is Netherlands, and Holland is like what it used to be called.
At any rate.
Yeah, Netherlands.
This means that, thank you. This means that someone in the Netherlands could have ordered gas and they would have gotten it for free? That doesn't even begin to make sense.
When like a week before it was like way more expensive than it
and unavailable
had been.
Because they just couldn't get it. Prices turned negative because of an oversupplied grid, said head of gas analytics at the Independent Commodity Intelligence Services. It is a hugely surprising turn of events for Europe, where household and businesses have been clobbered by eye-watering rises in the price of one of its most important energy sources over the last year. But does it say why? No, it doesn't. Despite the recent slump at around 100 euros per megawatt hour, European natural gas futures are still blah, blah, blah. They go into some boring numbers here, and presumably they're saying that there are going to be higher oil prices next year. Even though they're down right now, I don't know what it is they're trying to say or what it is they're trying to convince people of, but I can't buy it. They say the European Union has now built substantial buffers against any further supply cuts. But how? How did they do this? Because they didn't have these buffers in the first place. That's why Russia cutting its supply to 10% or 25% or whatever it was crippled them so much in the first place.
And I don't believe that it's possible to have these buffers.
It would be if they weren't dealing with getting only 10% of what they needed.
Why wouldn't they start giving them out as soon as it started getting really hard for their people instead of...
Well, they didn't have the buffer then. That's exactly... They didn't have any put away. Like, the U.S. has the emergency oil reserves or whatever for exactly this sort of purpose, in theory.
See, that's what I thought you meant by the buffer.
Well, that's what they're supposed to have, but Europe didn't have one of those. And if they did, they exhausted it already. But now they're saying they do have one again, and...
How do you not only get back to normal, but then get a buffer?
That's exactly
during
the question.
Hard times, yeah.
And they did it while getting 10% of the oil supply that they were supposed to be getting, and somehow these tankers that probably didn't even exist. Where did they find these tankers to deliver this massive quantity of liquid gas?
Well, you know what really happened? People in Europe must have been very nervous about being freezing all winter because they're going to have no natural gas to heat their house or do anything with. So people were going to start rioting the streets probably because that's a big deal when you live in a cold climate. So they had to make up a bunch of fake lie propaganda to subdue people for a little bit longer.
When there was probably no shortage in the first place?
That's a good point.
I mean, maybe.
Or just...
Either there was no shortage in the first place, or there was, and now they're pretending there isn't.
And they're just hoping people freeze to death before they can riot over it. I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe you have some insight into what's going on here, because I certainly don't. They don't explain how Europe overcame this massive deficit of oil and now have this enormous surplus. 603-283-6160. Coming up, what is the safest state to be in, and what is the most dangerous? It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can join us on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. If you want to hang out with some of the hosts there, it's like a Twitter clone-ish sort of thing. It's a Mastodon server, and it's decentralized, it's federated, which means that you're not beholden to Twitter, who is being purchased, presumably, by Elon Musk. I don't think it's really going to improve things very much on Twitter. My gut feeling is that Elon Musk is looking at Twitter in much the same way that Donald Trump was looking at Washington, D.C. I can go in there, I can clean it up, I can knock some heads around, and I can make this place right. I can whip it into shape. I think that's probably what Elon Musk is thinking.
He's going to go on there and drain the swamp.
Yes, and he's going to get there, he's going to go, oh, this place is an unfixable cesspool, isn't it? And it's
can't do that with a sink.
No, and I suspect it's going to carry on pretty much the same way that it always has. Maybe a little bit better on not blocking people, but probably not. And even if it does become better on blocking people, it'll be a temporary thing. You don't have to deal with that on our social media server, social.freetalklive.com. By being a temporary thing, I mean the earliest measures of internet censorship came to combat terrorism, right? That was it. You know, we got to crack down on extremist content, and you know, it seemed sensible to the average person. Then it expanded, and then it expanded some more, and it expanded a little bit more.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're the extremists.
Yes. And if people have learned anything from this, is that if you have a censorship mechanism and you start it for a legitimate purpose, it doesn't matter. It's going to expand and grow until people are being banned from your platform for saying, you know what, maybe it's not a good idea to get this experimental shot. Maybe it's just maybe. I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea, but maybe it's not a good idea.
Blocked. My friend got the dumbest ban on Facebook, I feel like, ever during the COVIDs. Somebody said, I just got a job, and I had to take a COVID test, even though it's a work-from-home position. My friend said, it's a work-from-home position? or something like that. Like, she didn't say COVID vaccine. She didn't say, that's dumb. She just said, even for a work from home position, and she got, like, a ban on Facebook.
That's ridiculous.
I believe it, and it is dumb. And that's how, I mean, things start innocuously. And so even if Twitter maintains any censorship apparatus whatsoever, it's just a matter of time before they're back to kicking off yay because he says stupid things at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's just crazy to me because I remember, like, the old internet where there was absolutely no censorship. Like, the stuff you used to be able to find on YouTube.
Well, that's
you know,
sort of the
it's
interesting
like borderline
thing about
porn, but, like,
that's one of the interesting things about this is that a lot of the people who created that old internet are looking at the modern internet as it is and going, oh, crap, we screwed up.
Yeah.
Like Jack Dorsey stepping away from Twitter explicitly saying, oh, I should have never done this. Twitter is not what I meant for it to be. Jack Dorsey himself has come out and said that. And now he's a huge advocate of blockchain and Square Cash and Cash App. He's probably looking at Cash App going, oh, this is not what I intended it to be. But it's fascinating to watch all of this unfold. And now we have new visionaries coming out creating decentralized things that are censorship resistant, like Odyssey, Library, Mastodon, Matrix servers, all of these wonderful inventions that are closer to the earlier days of the internet than they are to internet 2.0, which is what we deal with when you go to Facebook.com or whatever. But let's go to the phones. We have Rudy on the line, also listening in on K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple things about Ukraine. First of all, earlier in the show, you had somebody talking about nuclear war and all that, you know, and whatever was going on in Ukraine and Russia, this, that.
Yeah, he was fear-mongering.
Last night on, I think it was BBC World Service, I heard a report about, did you notice how, like, a week ago or so that Russia talked about Ukraine was going to be using a dirty bomb? Remember when that first report came out?
What is a dirty bomb?
Dirty bomb?
That's a nuclear material that's deadly, and you take a conventional explosive, like a big bomb, and you blow it up, and it spreads the nuclear fallout all over, and it can devastate an area.
So it's basically a nuclear bomb, but without the actual nuclear detonation?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And like I say, about a week ago, Russia claimed that Ukraine was going to be doing that. Ukraine basically said, look, if Russia's saying that, they plan on doing it. Well, about 10 days ago, you know, there's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, in Ukraine, and the Russians have control of it, but the Ukrainians run it. About 10 days ago, the Russians blocked off as part of the plant. And no one can get in there, not the European Nuclear Regulatory Commission people and no one that works at the plant. And there's a bunch of construction going on in there. And that's the place where the plant stores its used nuclear fuel in pools of water.
Sure.
So basically, yeah.
Maybe they're doing maintenance.
I mean, there's not a lot they can do with the used, discarded nuclear material that's just cooling off in water. There's a lot of fear-mongering and misunderstanding around nuclear fissible materials. Not fissible. Not
fusible. It appears as though Russia is getting ready to set off a dirty bomb.
No, that's
well, we don't know that. It could be a theory, but it doesn't mean you know it.
There's a huge difference between uranium that is fit for a nuclear facility, a nuclear power plant, and uranium that is fit for a nuclear bomb. These are two drastically different things. In order to make a nuclear bomb, you need much purer, much higher quantities of uranium than you're going to need for a nuclear power plant. This is why the Iranian government, if you'll think back to Netanyahu in Israel and the Obama administration allowing Iran to have nuclear power plants. It's enshrined in the United Nations thing that a nation has the right to peaceful nuclear energy. And it's because you can have peaceful nuclear energy without having nuclear bombs, because there's differences in the uranium and the plutonium and the nuclear materials that you will need to have one or the other.
And was Obama, like, getting in the way of that? Like, not wanting Iran to have it?
No, Obama was one of Obama's greatest failings was that he allowed Iran to have the nuclear power plant. And they're like, you basically gave Iran a nuclear bomb, said the people on the right who don't understand how these things work.
That's dumb.
But there's a huge difference. You have to enrich the uranium significantly further in order to make it suitable for a bomb. And you're not going to find that in the waste chambers of a nuclear power plant. It's just not going to be there. What's going to be there is nuclear waste. So I don't know what they're building there. I don't know why they sealed it off, but they're certainly not using it to make a dirty bomb.
Maybe they're just doing it to scare people.
I mean, if they wanted to do that, all they would have to do is, like, leak it into the water. There's plenty of ways they could be destructive and messed up about this without it being traced back to them. And I don't think anyone's going to do this because, again, the main goal of a state is to perpetuate its own existence.
Yeah.
And Russia would ensure its destruction if it launched any sort of nuclear attack against Ukraine. No nation in the world, even China, is going to just stand by and be like, yeah, that's fine. We're going to turn a blind eye to that. We don't live in 1945 anymore.
And you know what? I used to really dislike when people would watch reality TV and, like, some of that, like, mindless television. Just, like, you know, that constant need for drama and fear and stuff like that. But now, watching everybody do all of this fear-mongering over real-world issues, it's almost like, yeah, I want people to be present and awake and know what's going on in the world. Of course I do.
But if they can go back to their soap operas, it'd be a little bit less deadly?
Well, yeah, it's just like it's important to be aware and know what's going on, but it's important to know when to stop and when to not carry that into fear-mongering and living in a constant state of fear and, you know, constantly spewing it to all of your friends and your family and making everybody scared. The same stuff they did with the COVID.
Yeah, but during COVID, you know? My boss at a restaurant I worked at, like, right before COVID went crazy, he's from Saudi Arabia, and he was like, this is worse than an actual war. This is an invisible enemy, and freaking everyone
stuff
out.
Stuff like that. And people are getting real freaked out because, you know, if someone that you respect is feeding you this nonsense, sometimes it's like, well, you know, that person's pretty smart, and, you know, they're scared about this, so maybe I should be. And it's sometimes hard to not get sucked into that loop, and you just got to take a step back. Like, how does this involve me, you know?
Right.
Like, I want to know what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, but am I going to have nightmares about nuclear bombs? No.
You shouldn't.
Because what's the worst? But if I die, I die. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, whatever.
No, that's not how people view it. I mean, they're terrified of death. But, you know, on the subject of having nightmares, I did want to briefly say that New Hampshire, sadly, is not the safest state in the U.S.
Is it Vermont?
It is Vermont.
Okay.
What does New Hampshire rate?
New Hampshire's number two. Unless you look at just the violent crime statistics, in which case New Hampshire is number one. So if you take out theft and stuff like that, New Hampshire's the safest place. If you leave that stuff in, it's just number two. So
what's the least safe?
Least safe, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
I almost said Louisiana, but I said California.
Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.